universal remote that everyone would want. We want it to be modern, fun, different. It needs to be sturdy, easy to find, so we can have that locator function. And we want it to be different. And then we went over a couple of different ideas, the ball-shaped phone, the keyboard shape. We decided that it should probably be one-handed, something we can use with one hand. And that was our last meeting. So, why don't do each of you have a presentation? Okay, I'll hand it off to you, and you want to go first?
Sure. What was it? Function F8? Well. How do I get it?
Slash it to get it to the
Oh,
desktop.
right. That one. Okay. All right. Well, this is my report, which is going to be based pretty much on a survey that I was sent. Oh gosh, I have no idea. Okay.
Press the arrow key.
Okay. Sorry, I actually need to see something else on my screen. And then again.
You want to be on full screens or
No, I
you
want
just
something else online. Is that possible? Okay, but now you don't have that. Sorry, guys. Is there no way I can give you the slideshow and
Oh,
have
the
something?
slideshow.
Yeah.
Something on your screen?
Yeah. Oh, well. It's okay. Okay. So first of all, the method that I used was by doing some marketing research, by doing research on some interviews that were conducted, and then some internet research. And I was sent a report that was, I think there were 100 remote users that they interviewed. And so I will show you some of the results from that, which I think will be helpful. Okay, here are some of the findings. They said that the users dislike the look and feel of their current remote controls, and 75% of the users find their remote controls to be ugly, which is a fairly significant number, I would say. And 80% of the users would be willing to spend more money if they could get a remote that would look fancy. So I think that earlier we were onto something when we were talking about having it be a modern, cool look. I think that's definitely important. They say the current remote controls do not match well the operating behavior of the user. 75% of the users said they zap a lot. And if anyone could clarify what that means. Zap? Does that just mean like changing the channel? Okay. And 50% of the users say that they're only using 10% of the buttons on their remote control. And there was something else. They kept track of the frequency per hour and using certain buttons. And some of them, it looks like barely need to be included at all. Of course, channel selection is used the most frequently. And then teletext was the next, volume, and then power, and then audio settings, and screen settings and channel settings were practically never used. So I think we could definitely eliminate or somehow combine a lot of the functions into one button. The biggest user frustrations, as we said, 50% of people find that their remotes are lost somewhere, and so I think a tracking device of some sort would be a good idea. They said it take 34% said it takes too much time to learn how to use a new remote, and 26% said that the controls are bad for RSI. What is it? Oh, okay. And so base, oh, okay. As far as speech recognition goes, the younger group looks like they're all for it. From the 15 to 25 age group, over 90% said they would pay more. And it kind of just went down incrementally. The groups, the older they get, it looks like the less willing they are to pay. So maybe we could discuss this and think, decide if we think it's worth investing in this, at least if we're targeting the younger groups. And so, in conclusion, some things that I drew from this are that I think we were correct. We definitely need to focus on a new modern appearance, since so many people seem to be concerned about the ugliness of the remote control. A multifunctional remote could be a good thing to explore, so you only have one rather than five different remotes sitting all over your room. We need to simplify the remote and reduce the number of buttons, get rid of the ones that don't seem to be serving much purpose. And then lastly, I thought that maybe we could discuss the idea of speech recognition. And that's it. Sorry, did you guys get time to write everything that you needed? Okay.
Okay, so I'm just gonna, yeah, approach the technical functions design. The method I use was to explore simplest approach I came to is to change, program, and operate an electronic device remotely. I mean, that's an obvious thing to say, but it's not attached to the device that you want to control. I had some things sent to me, not very much, to look at some of the devices, findings from them, and then personal preferences that I would suggest. We discussed the universal one. It's just been brought up again then, but I think the universal remote control is actually quite a difficult object to design, and possibly within maybe the budget that we do it, because you need to know all the specifications of all the like electronic companies. I'm not sure if you ever come across a universal remote control yourself, but you have to, they're a nightmare to use. You have to set them, reset them to everything, and that would only add buttons, whereas I think used to take away with this. I think it better maybe concentrate on maybe it's a universal one for TVs, or maybe just one that you could design, and then different people, manufacturers, could use it to set to their specifications if the aim is to get something which you need to design. Okay, there's two pictures of remote controls. There's just simple TV remote controls, but one is user-centered, that is the one on the left. You can straight away see there's less buttons. And the other one is some engineer-centered, where that's more specified fully, sort of the elaborate piece of equipment it's trying to control. I'd ask which appeals more to the product that we want, and on what the findings have said in the market research and stuff. We're probably looking at something that should be user-centred, fewer buttons, simple to use, and if 10% is hidden away, if 10% is what's used, maybe the other 50%, the buttons that are used very rarely, like programming, they could be hidden, maybe under some remote controls that you might have come across, or maybe a little flip thing where they're hidden away, and the main buttons are the ones you come across. And finally, our product, I think, should be user interface orientated. Like I said, to concentrate on TV remote control, universal remote, might be too complex. And as what the major findings of the market research have said, it's the image and the appearance that people dislike, so that we should concentrate on something that would set a trend and change the fashion of remote controls. And that's it.
On
the image of it, the actual design.
Talk to you about the working design, the interiors basically, which is what dictates the design of the interface basically, and the outer appearance, because this is all stuff that needs to go in there. Right? So unfortunately, people who are supposed to do this sort of presentation for me obviously were too drunk to. I'm going to do lots of the stuff on the board. This is the basic premise of a remote control. The basic function is to send messages to another system. Okay, so much is clear. An energy source feeds an integrated circuit, a chip that can compose messages, often in the form of infrared bits. This is the most sound systems, but infrared is the better, the more used system, parts are cheaper as well. A user interface controls the chip and accordingly the messages.
younger generations of people said that they would pay more for speech recognition. Worth the investment.
I think speech recognition is one of those things where it has to be really good for them to work. Cause sometimes you find yourself saying things over and over.
Yeah.
It's on your phone.
I agree.
And you need to start taking to like languages and then different dialects as well as well.
Myself, I find when you when there's something that speech recognition, like you're on the phone and you try to change your telephone or power or something, sometimes they have a speech recognition
Yeah.
on the other end and you say one for this and you find yourself, like you said, saying the same thing over and over and over. I find myself, especially if I'm in a crowd of people, looking really silly. So maybe if you're sitting on your couch with a bunch of people, then
Which, I don't know if would you want to keep saying stuff if you're watching stuff. If you're watching something, would you start wanting to?
volume up, volume
Yeah.
down, change the channel, channel up, channel down? I don't know.
Another thing about these figures is 91% of the youngest age group said they'd do it, but probably a lot of them, that's actually their parents' money. Like, I don't know if they would actually go out and purchase this themselves, a 15-year-old, you know?
That's why it's the gimmick factor.
Yeah.
It's a gimmick factor that they like at first and
Yeah.
gets old, yeah.
Okay. Let's see here.
Do you want to put your corner?
Yeah, I was sent a couple of things to modify our new requirements. The remote's only going to be for the television, which is good because we already decided your research showed that not only is universal remote more complicated, it's more costly, and your research showed that most of the people don't even use it. I think you said 50% of the people only use half the or 10% of the buttons. So if you remove the universal remote, then that solves that problem. No teletext. So we don't have to worry about that. But we do have to use the company wants us to incorporate the corporate color and our slogan, which is we put the fashion in electronics. And our corporate colors are gray and yellow. We could probably get away with black too. So those are the three new requirements that I was told we need to use. From all three of your presentations, I think that we were on the right track a lot in our last meeting. We want something that looks good. We want something that's simple. We want something that you can find easily. And the speech recognition, I guess, is kind of a give or take. It's going to cost more. The younger people say that they like it, but it's probably, I would say, probably not worth the investment at this point in time. So maybe we should just do away with speech recognition. And that way we can focus on our form.
I did have a thought about the sort of the tracking thing. Is that if it came maybe a holster, whatever you want to call it, that you should put it back in your remote. If you don't put it back in, you press something like this button on that, and that just sort of sends out a beep to find where it is or something. I didn't react that shouldn't be too complex.
That'd be good if we were going with our ball.
Yeah, we'll be going with
Or
more.
with, I guess with any form that would be good. That could be a charger for,
Yeah.
We could use rechargeable batteries in the remote, and that would be for solar
rolls away. Yeah.
So I guess after the meeting we'll have some questionnaires and and some summaries for what's going on. Then we'll take lunch, we can come back and work on our individual work. Minutes. See. It looks like you're already on your way for working with the components. Chips, and what chips we need and what how to power it and whatnot. User interface concept, we want it to be something simple.
Yeah.
Minimal number of buttons. I guess our main thing that we should focus on until then is probably deciding on a certain look.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Did you have time earlier to work on that? Did you guys feel you have enough time in between our meetings to get
Not really.
everything done that you need to get done?
Oh, yeah, I'll have enough time. Time for the bachelor fairs and the next round. I do still think it needs to be something who's ultimately one-handed forward, probably not a good idea. And even someone that's held like that might be difficult. So I think it still has to be a variation on maybe on a rectangle, but maybe not necessarily boring.
Should we maybe shoot for a specific target group? That way we can, I mean, if we're shooting for young guys, then it's a certain look to the remote, or girls, or older people. Would that, you think that would help us find a specific form that we would want to pick out?
Trend watching.
Hmm.
Did you find anything for now?
Yeah, not yet, but maybe by the next meeting we'll have some info on that.
So, we know that the remote's gonna have to be, say we've got a color scheme for it,
Yeah.
yellow and yellow, it's nice and bright, with the buttons being gray or black, and
I come from big, big platforms, which all my remote controllers. So it's sort of slinky, small kind of.
Yeah, everybody's got a mobile phone, right? Except me, now. But they are all, you know, mobile phones, they've kind of taken a turn to where they're really small.
Yeah.
Which may defeat our purpose for being able to locate our remote all the time.
Right.
But then again, you don't want, you know, like the first mobile phone that was this big and you had a handbag to carry around in. So we've got basically what remotes look like now is kind of what we're stuck with. Maybe we could go with a square or something. You know, with minimal number of buttons. I guess you've got, you know, 1 through 9. Typing in your channels. You've got volume up and down, channel up and down,
power.
power, usually at the top, mute. That's the cost. That's pretty much all you need, I think. A menu button, maybe. So, you know, if we want the remote to do other things like, or I guess the TV to be able to change the tint and the color and, you know, all those kind of things that are built into TVs, we just have that under one standard menu button where you go in, press the menu button, scroll up and down to select it.
Yeah.
You look at it from the side. You hold it in your hand like this.
Yeah.
Maybe you bring the buttons nearer to the, or you hold one of the buttons nearer to the side.
To the side, yeah. Maybe the buttons could like decrease in size. The bigger ones, that is actually bigger in size than the ones that are less important, smaller here.
You can also have maybe talking about mobile phones again, sliding board
Yeah.
with the lesser used functions in this
Behind.
part, and then it slides into that part.
So I've just been sketching something just like on a sort of side one. Something that, you know, sort of fit in the hand as a, you know, sort of hand behind.
Well, I was just thinking,
Yeah.
this of course causes usually causes a problem for left or right-handed people mentioned.
Yeah, that's for sure. That basically so I've always been a right-handed person, but I mean it's the old sort
Yeah, is everyone fluent here is right-handed, left-handed?
Right.
It's all
Right-handed, yeah.
So I'm left-handed, but
Uh-huh.
so I can say that most things are designed for right-handed people. That's my favorite language. Or English.
Maybe you could buy like a special left-handed version of the remote. Special order.
I would say, I mean, it should be probably designed for right person.
Yeah.
That's good. That's kind of a good plan there. At least for what buttons we're gonna use. So we've got I like the scroll action and the
I'm just thinking like if it was a circular. That sort of early idea we had, the way that was more like that. Whereas this is just a one-handed thing that you sort of almost wrap around the thumb. So you'd have you put your hand into the thumb there. Your elbows are sort of around here. And that, I think, could work.
Yeah.
On any hand.
Not like holding that.
You just have like that on the left or there. Minimize the size, it might be quite small.
Then there's maybe another point of looking at the 2-in-1 kind of thing. If we have a smaller device that actually fits into the big one, your full function here and just a couple of functions in there.
Yeah.
Good.
Two remotes in one, but then would be easier to lose one to the other.
That's right. The big one has to be sufficiently big, perhaps heavy, so you can't move it around. Make it a piece of furniture.
Yeah.
It actually is your coffee table. Okay, well, we need to finish up here. So for the next, before the next meeting, shall we work on your watching trends?
Mm-hmm.
See what